Good evening, everyone. The meeting is now called to order. Can we get a roll call, please, Ms. Giovanni?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Commissioners. Elise Donald.
Here.
Elizabeth Eccles. Elizabeth Eccles. Oh, okay.
She's here.
Okay. Jerry Williams. Shelby Phillips. Tony Smith. Anthony Stewart.
Present.
Okay. Madam Chair, it doesn't look like we have a quorum tonight.
I think we do. I think they're just muted. I think they're muted, Giovanni. Okay. Do it one more time. I think they're unmuted. I think Commissioner Phillips is still don't have any audio.
Okay.
So do it one more time.
Okay, so Jerry Williams, Shelby Phillips. Okay, I see Mr. Phillips, so I'll go ahead and mark him. Yeah, I see him too, so I'll go ahead and mark him. Okay, and Tony Smith. Okay, Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. First thing on the agenda for action is the approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I motion we approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Stewart and second by
I think it was Ms. Eccles.
It looks like Eccles.
Okay, Commissioner Eccles. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries. Next on the agenda is the approval of the August 4th, 2020 meeting minutes. Are there any questions, comments, corrections? Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I have a question. On the, there was one area where there was a motion for an item on the agenda. I thought it was I that made the motion and someone else seconded, but I'm not sure.
Which action was that? Mm-hmm. It's prior to each, prior to the motions or after the motions, last time we tried to make sure we mentioned who made the motion and who seconded it. So there is one where I saw that you second under the preliminary plat for Trillium Reserve.
Right, I thought I made the
motion.
But okay, if I did not, I just sure. Other than that, I make a motion that we approve the minutes as read, if not any other corrections.
Motion made by Ms. Eccles. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Commissioner Stewart? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes?
I'm sorry, Elise, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I was gonna say Commissioner Williams, I think he's on now.
I'm trying to get on.
Yeah.
Okay, so we hear you now, Commissioner.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
So the motion was made by Commissioner Eccles and second by Commissioner Stewart to approve the minutes from the August 4th meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries. So next on the agenda is a public hearing for primary variance 2020-100, Terrence Farrows, 730 Barksdale Drive. It's a request to reduce the rear yard setback from 60 feet to 53 feet to construct a 10 by 10 sunroom. Staff?
Good evening, commissioners. Before you today is a primary variance request by petitioner Terrence Farrows. The property in question is 730 Burkdale Drive and is zoned planned development. The petitioner is requesting to reduce the rear yard setback from 60 feet to 53 feet to construct a 10 by 10 sunroom. Due to the development standards for Durham Lakes, development of a 10 by 10 sunroom will cause encroachment into the 60 foot rear yard setback. The petitioner has received approval from the Durham Lakes Architectural Review Committee, and staff has reviewed the request for relief and recommends approval for the primary rear variance from 60 feet to 53 feet to allow for the petitioner to build a 10 by 10 sunroom.
Thank you. Commissioners, are there any questions for staff? No questions for staff? So the public hearing is now open. Ms. Peaks is the applicant here and would like to make a presentation.
Mr. Farrows, if you are on this in the Zoom, would you please unmute yourself and speak? I'm not sure if he's on here or not. His name isn't popping up.
I have a question.
Can you hear me?
On this particular item on 2021, I didn't see any recommendation from staff on here.
So that was in the second page to that report was in the email that Ms. Peaks sent out. Ms. Peaks, would you all go over the recommendations, please?
It wasn't
a part of the packet that was hand delivered. Yeah. But it was in the email that you sent.
Okay.
So page two.
I will read that. I'll read it for the record. Giovanni, do you have your second sheet?
Yes.
Give me one moment.
And read staff's recommendation. Okay, staff is recommending approval of the rear yard setback from 60 feet to 53 feet.
Okay, that answers my question.
Okay, so the applicant is not here, so the public hearing is now open. Is there anyone wanting to speak in favor of this request? Is there anyone wanting to speak in opposition? Is there anyone in the chat, Ms. Peaks, wanting to speak?
I don't see any. The chat is not up on the screen.
Okay, and
so I think we're having some issues with that.
Okay. But any hands raised?
Kind of forgive me for dressing. My nurse was in here putting cream on my shoulders.
Okay.
No hands raised in the chat either.
Okay. So the public hearing is now closed. Staff, commissioners, you have before you for discussion and a motion. It's the primary variance 2020-100 Terrence Farrows of 730 Burksdale Drive. It's a request to reduce the rear yard setback from 60 feet to 53 feet to conduct a 10 by 10 sunroom. Is there a motion?
I move to approve variance 2020-100.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Yes. Oh. Motion by Commissioner Williams and second by Commissioner Echols. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda is the this is for review and a recommendation to council. It's rezoning number 2020-109. I'm sorry.
108?
I'm sorry, it's a use permit. 2020-108, 1162 Highway 54 East LLC at Zero Bohannon Road. It's a request to allow a truck terminal with 112 parking spaces on property that is zoned M2 heavy industrial. Staff.
Good evening, commissioners. The applicant, 1162 Highway 54 East LLC, is proposing to develop a truck terminal with 112 parking spaces on 5.99 acres, zoned M2 heavy industrial, based on the land use compatibility of the surrounding properties, which is M2 heavy industrial, and the Atlanta Regional Commission's truck parking assessment study of 2018, findings and recommendations. Staff is recommending approval conditional of the use permit petition to allow a truck terminal with 112 parking spaces. Staff is also recommending some zoning conditions to go along with the use permit. And for the record, I would like to just give you a definition of truck terminal because it's different from truck stop. Our zoning ordinance defines truck terminal as a primary use of property where trucks, trailers are temporarily stored, maintained, or based. Truck trailers shall have current registration and license plates with decals. Staff recommendation as far as the zoning conditions are concerned that the applicant would be subject to the conceptual plan that you have before you tonight, and that the conceptual plan must meet and or exceed the requirements of the ordinance and regulations of the zoning ordinance. Also, the applicant would be required to adhere to the use permit standards that are stated in the zoning ordinance, as well as the conditions that are stated in the staff report. And I would like to read those for you tonight. They're listed in number 3 on the page 7, which is the last page of the staff report. The first condition, site development standards, is on-site security shall be provided by the owner-operator of the truck terminal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Prior to the issuance of the certificate of completion, a security monitoring affidavit shall be submitted to the Community Development Department. No long-term storage, not to exceed 21 days of trailers or trucks shall be allowed on the lot. No overnight or sleeping facility shall be provided on the lot. And lastly, installation of a vinyl coated 6-foot fence shall be installed along the perimeters of the lot. And once again, staff is recommending approval conditional.
Commissioners, are there any questions for staff?
Yes, I have one question for clarity. Okay. This means that this is going to be strictly for parking only, and they have to move those trailers and trucks every 21 days?
Yes, sir.
No loading and unloading?
No loading or unloading.
Okay. That's all I have.
Any other questions for staff, commissioners?
What about any mechanical repairs? I know that's not on here. Can any mechanical repairs be done on the property?
No, there should be no type of mechanical repairs to the trucks or the trailers. The lot primary use is for parking the trailers or the trucks, and they should not exceed no more than 21 days, 21 consecutive days.
How are they going to govern the fact that they must move those vehicles? How are we going to determine whether they've exceeded that 21-day period? Is there something that they have to comply with that will let us know whether that particular trailer or tract that's been there longer than 21 days?
Well, that will be something that the owners will have to maintain and make sure that they make sure that the trailers are not there past 21 days. We don't have a mechanism in place where staff will go over and, you know, take log of tags or anything like that. So it's pretty much going to be based on an honor system, or if code enforcement was to, you know, go by and notice that there's been some trailers parked there on a long period of time, that would be the only way we'd be able to track that and periodically do some checking in and maintenance with the owners of the lot.
Okay. So then there shouldn't there be a requirement where the owners will have a log determining whether those tractors have been moved at a certain, you know, at the 21 day period?
If you would like to make that part of one of the recommendations for a condition, then you can do that.
Yes, I would, because we, you know, honor system, it doesn't seem to work very well when people are doing things like this. You know, just like here in my subdivision, we have a code where cars are not supposed to be parked more than 3 days, but people do sometimes do it. And we know that the local police usually come through, and if they see it, they'll tag it. But it should be some way that we require them to, you know, to give us some kind of accountability. So I do recommend that you do make that a condition.
I can't understand, can't talk.
We hear you, Commissioner Phillips. I think that was you just heard.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes. Commissioner Williams, I heard you with the condition.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have an issue with this. And the issue is at this intersection where we want the tractor trailers to be parked, that intersection is it is heavily burdened with tractor trailers going and coming from the warehouses. And sometimes when you get in line there, those tractor trailers will be backed up. And it takes quite a bit of time to get out of there. In addition to that, a lot of tractor trailers going to the GSA warehouse is backed up all the way down to at McCleary Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get anything in and out of there. It's just like a big gridlock in the morning and especially in the evening. So, how is this going? Is they going to resolve this thing by putting 112 tractor trailers in a parking lot?
Mr. Phillips, can I ask you what intersection are you referring to? Are you referring to? Because there's no intersection. The future Howell Avenue extension. That's a new road that's coming in.
Okay.
So I don't understand.
Are you looking at the right one? And you know, there's two different parking packages we have tonight. One's 99 and the other one's 112. Which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at the 112.
So right now we're on 108.
Yeah, that's 112 parking spaces, 108.
Yeah.
Because it, okay, so the, if you're looking at the site plan.
I'm looking at the plan.
Bohannon Road,
and right. And we have Howard Avenue is going to be coming in there sometime in the future. So
right.
What I'm saying is Bohannon and McCleary,
mm-hmm.
which only is a short distance from this area, is constantly backed up with tractor trailers. And when you're looking at tractor trailers, that's 53 feet. And I think we're allowing 150 foot ingress and egress. That's only three tractor trailers bumper to bumper. So how are you gonna clear this up as far as tractor trailers moving in and out of this parking area?
Is the applicant here and can address?
Yes. Good evening, commissioners. Can you hear me okay?
Slightly.
All right. Hi, I'm Andy Vinegar. I own the property there on the corner of Bohannon and the new Howe Mill Road extension coming through. And the property that we're proposing is that it surrounds behind what I currently own. I'm here to answer any questions you might have. I'm in agreement with everything that the staff has recommended so far. Do you want me to address some of the traffic issues? I think it's a very valid point by Commissioner Phillips.
Andy, you going in and out. We can hardly hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Where is the microphone on the computer? Yes.
Yeah.
Can you move it closer? Mm-hmm. Let me get a little closer, see if it helps.
That's better. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Would you like me to address some of the traffic concerns like Commissioner Phillips has?
Yes,
very valid
yes,
point. Okay, so the Howe Mill Road extension, I think the main reason why that's coming in there is to relieve some of that traffic. But the railroad, when the railroad cars stop up there on the tracks and nobody can get through, and it backs up all the way down McLaren, all the way down Bohannon, there's certain times of the day, and you never know what time of the day it's going to be. But the Howe Mill Road extension, the tractor trailers are no longer have to go up over the tracks to get to Highway 74. They'll cut between Bohannon and Highway 74, and that'll relieve a lot of that. But the way that the parking lot is proposal is set up, it'll be we have two entrances and exits, and I'd like to make it where it's one entrance, one exit, you know, to make it easy. But if they come in off Howe Mill, I guess it could be either way. I think if anything, it's going to help alleviate some of the traffic issues by getting the tractor trailers off of the road and not jammed up going if they're trying to go north of there. What else do we have? I think that addresses Commissioner Phillips' issue.
How soon do we expect to have that road installed?
They started it. I'm sorry. They started it now, and they're putting the gravel in this week to start going down. That's going to be a main four-way or a main intersection right there. Is that Creekwood across the street from where the Howe Mill Road extension? And it's going to be a traffic light there and a main stop light and everything there now. You know, I think
already under construction.
It's already under construction. Yes.
Okay.
It'll be done by the time this will be done.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The other thing I want to be clear on, this is going to be a parking lot, and therefore you're not going to have any restrooms or accommodations for your drivers. They're just going to leave their vehicles and go where?
The main purpose of this lot is for people that own a home close by or have an apartment close by, and they would drive to work to come get their truck. They pull the truck out of the slot, they park their vehicle in the slot and then take the truck to go, you know, run their day or however long they're gone, and then when they come back, you know, do vice versa and take their car home. This is what this is designed for, is a monthly leasing for each individual slot. And there's going to be electronic gates that on each end of it, and a security that's on there, you know, 24 hours a day. But those gates actually do keep a log, to address Commissioner Williams' issue. They do keep a log of who's in and out and how often. And I'm sure there's an easy way to monitor if there's somebody that's there over 21 days and hasn't been in or out of there. That would obviously be an issue. I don't want anything sitting around there either. I want people that are out working.
Are there any more questions for the applicant?
So we're gonna allow personal vehicles to be staged there in the meantime that the tractor trailers are out.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions for the applicant, commissioners? Okay, are there any other questions for staff? Beth, do you have any closing comments?
I do have two emails that I've received from citizens that are, one is in opposition and one just had some questions, and I should read those for the record.
Okay.
The first one is from Nail Smith, and I'll just read these verbatim. It says, her email states, no, on both truck terminals. We don't need any more in this city. Also, one is too near school buses, more traffic congestion. Buses vital, important. Many streets are overflowing now. Highway 74 cannot accommodate safely. Why add more? Consider emergency vehicles trying to get through now, and you want to consider more. Something is bad wrong with this puzzle. And the second one is from Debbie Mullis. And again, this is verbatim. What plans are made to deal with truck traffic on main streets and Fairruns, especially with truck parking lot on the proposed lot at Bay Heath and Jonesboro? Will those trucks be restricted from going through downtown and residential Fairburn? How will that be handled? How will the distribution facilities be reached from this lot, especially the ones off of Highway 74? What measures will be taken to control noise from trucks running their HVAC units overnight?
I do have one more question for staff. Remember, staff, that we've already approved the gas station on 74 to be expanded sometime. That would allow trucks to refuel and to also be accommodated. I can't recall, but what was that set up like?
It was a gas station, a convenient, maybe like a Subway or some type of retail next to it, but it's one building. I can't remember the number of pumps, but I do think it was four pumps for trucks. And then there were parking, but not long-term or overnight, just parking if a truck driver was to stop, go in and get snacks or something, and then, you know, get back in the truck and leave. But there was no long-term parking established for that particular development. And that was the conceptual plan that was approved maybe 2 years ago. It's been a minute.
Yeah. It's been over a year.
Yeah.
About a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And the other question is, I know that we have a staging area behind the BP gas station on the other side of 74 and 85. Is this truck lane is going to be what similar to that? I know in that case, they do allow repairs to be made on site, and they have bathroom and shower facilities in the BP station.
One on 74, yes, that's a truck stop. So they do have maintenance and repair. They also have food, restroom accommodation. So that's considered a truck stop, which is different from a truck terminal. The truck terminal doesn't allow any gas, food, or accommodations.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioners, are there any other questions for staff or the applicant? Ms. Peaks, in a case like this, will we work with the applicant to get the questions answered that were sent in?
Yes, or staff can answer those questions. You know, we can send a response to them.
Okay. Thank you. So, commissioners, you have before you a request to allow a truck terminal with 112 parking spaces on property zone M2 heavy industrial. And this is a use permit 2020-108 1162 Highway 54 East LLC. Is there a motion?
I move to permit, to approve use permit 2020-108.
I second the motion.
It was motioned by Commissioner Williams and second by Commissioner Stewart. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes?
I'm going to oppose this one because I got the cart ahead of the horse until I can actually see Howard Avenue actually complete and usable.
So one opposition and three approvals. So that motion does pass. Next on the agenda.
Thank you.
Is rezoning 2020-109 with a concurrent use permit 2020-114 C4 Goldsboro LLC. It's a request to rezone 2.93 acres from R3 single family residential to M1 light industrial with a concurrent use permit to allow a truck terminal with 99 parking space. And this is for review and to make a recommendation to mayor and council. F.
The applicant C4 Bullsboro LLC is seeking to rezone 2.93 acres from R3 single family residential to M1 light industrial with a concurrent use permit to allow a truck terminal on 5.33 acres with 99 parking spaces. Staff has reviewed the applicant's request and is recommending approval conditional based on the land use compatibility of the surrounding properties and the Atlanta Regional Commission's truck parking assessment study findings and recommendation. Staff is proposing some conditions, and I would like to state those conditions. The first one is that the land will be restricted for the use of the property as follows: a truck terminal and permitted uses under the M1 light industrial zoning district, excluding food processing plants and a truck stop. Number two, the owner's agreement to abide by the conceptual site plan that was submitted to staff on July 6, 2020. And number three, to the owner's agreement to the following site development considerations: on-site security shall be provided by the owner operator of the truck terminal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Prior to the issuance of the certificate of completion, a security monitoring affidavit shall be submitted to the Community Development Department. No long-term storage, not to exceed 21 days of trailers or trucks shall be allowed on the lot. No overnight or sleeping facility shall be provided on the lot. The installation of a vinyl coated 6-foot fence shall be installed along the perimeter of the lot. A 50-foot undisturbed vegetated buffer shall be installed adjacent to residentially zoned properties. A combination of existing trees and newly planted trees where insufficient vegetation exists shall be installed to establish the buffer. New trees shall be 8 to 10 feet in height at the time of installation. Newly planted trees shall consist of one or a combination of the following trees: Leland cypress, Esther red cedar, Southern magnolia, Virginia pine, Arborvita, Savannah holly, Nellie R. Stevens holly. Staff is recommending approval conditional of this rezoning and this use permit.
Thank you, staff. Commissioners, are there any questions for staff?
Can you give us a background of the surrounding areas? Because I see R3 kind of mixed in with this M1 request.
Yes. Yes, I will be able to do that.
Page 2 of 8.
If you, the proposed truck terminal is comprised of six different lots. Of the six proposed lots, two of those are already zoned M1 light industrial, and four are zoned R3. Surrounding the lots are already M1 light industrial zoning. The Fulton County School bus facility is located just adjacent to the particular lots. So the R3 residential lots are to the west of the site. Two of the sites are vacant that are under this particular proposal for rezoning. The only R3 property that is currently resided by single family homes are to the west on Inman Street. And that's where the 50-foot buffer, staff is conditioning the 50-foot vegetated buffer to be along the western side of the site.
There.
Look at the site plan. I guess that will probably help a little better. If you have the site plan in front of you, it would be the west side of the site where you see the lots, the property lines for those different lots that are zoned R3.
Mm-hmm. What about the two lots, 185 Jonesboro Road and 25 Peter Street? Are they R3 also?
25 Heath Street is R3. I'm sorry, 185 Jonesboro Road is R3. And 25 Heath Street is R3.
And across Jonesboro Road there from 185 Jonesboro Road, is that M1 also?
Yes, across from Jonesboro Road is M1. On the other side of Heath Street is M1. Inman Street is where the R3. And we have some RM12 and some C2 over there, as well as some M1.
Wow.
So in other words, it's mixed.
Yeah. You got a little mixture going on, but mostly M1. I mean, if you drive over there, you'll see it's an industrial, a light industrial area.
Are there any... And 25 Heath Street and 185 Jonesboro Road. Are these houses occupied by anyone?
I will let the applicant answer that question. I think they're for sale and vacant, but I would let them speak to that.
Okay. I noticed that the applicant also owns quite a few of the lots surrounding the area. Let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 lots that are around that area. Can he point those lots out to me?
The applicant is, I'll let them speak to that because I don't think they own it. Unless you're referring to last name Gable?
Yes.
I'm not sure if they're on the call. I know the applicant.
Sharika.
Yes.
This is John Davis. John Cook and I are representing the purchaser in the real estate transaction.
Okay.
I can speak to that issue. Mr. Cable owns several of those lots. Two of them are M1 and the rest are R3. But there are vacant houses on there. The one lot that's on Heath Street that has R3, there is a resident in that, and he would be also selling his property.
Is that 25 Heath Street the one you're talking about?
That's correct.
Okay. Do we have a... we have a conditional sale or something? Are we still negotiating with that person?
No, sir. Mr. Irving and Mr. Gable have their properties under contract for this project.
Irving and Gable. Okay, so Irving has 185 Jonesboro.
Irving is 25 Heath Street.
But Mr. Gable, 180 Jonesboro?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Commissioners, are there any more questions for staff or the applicant?
Okay. Down here in the bus lot, where Fulton County has a big bus lot.
Mm-hmm.
Are these guys gonna be sharing the same egress and ingress?
No, sir, that's not the plan. The plan is to have a one drive cut on Jonesboro that would be an ingress and egress for this truck parking. And the buses are routed Heath Street to Jonesboro to 138.
All right.
Good day, Commissioner Phillips.
That's it.
Okay, any other questions, commissioners, for staff or the applicant? Staff, do you have any closing comments or do you have any email here?
No, the only two comments that I did have was those emails that I previously read, and unless I needed to read those for the record again, Valerie, since they were for both.
Yes, just go ahead and read it for the record for this agenda item.
Okay. This correspondent comes from Nell Smith, and her response is verbatim, no, on both truck terminals. We don't need any more in this city. Also, one is too near school buses, more traffic congestion. Buses vital, important. Many streets are overflowing now. Highway 74 cannot accommodate safely. Why add more? Consider emergency vehicles trying to get through now, and you want to consider more. Something is bad wrong with this puzzle. The next one is Debbie Mullis, and again, this is verbatim. What plans are made to deal with truck traffic on main streets in Fairburn, especially with truck parking lot on the proposed lot at Bay, Heath, and Jonesboro? Will those trucks be restricted from going through downtown and residential Fairburn? How will that be handled? How will the distribution facilities be reached from this lot, especially the ones off of Highway 74? What measures will be taken to control noise from trucks running their HVAC units overnight? And that's it.
Okay, thank you. So commissioners, you have before you rezoning 2020-109 with a concurrent use permit 2020-114. It's a request to rezone 2.93 acres from R3 single family residential to M1 light industrial, with a concurrent use permit to allow a truck terminal with 99 parking spaces. And this is this action tonight is for a recommendation to mayor and council. Is there a motion?
I move to approve rezoning 2020-109 with a concurrent use permit 2020-114.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Williams and second by Commissioner Eccles. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes?
Again, I'm going to oppose this. I believe that the rezoning should be M1 to go along with the other. It's just that the use of the property truck stop is that I disagree with, and the school buses coming out of the Heath Street onto Jonesboro. I run that street a lot, and there's a police officer there usually allowing buses in and out. And that traffic does get jammed up in that area sometimes. So for those two reasons, I am going to oppose this applicant's request to put in a 99 truck stop there.
So one opposed, three approval. So that motion passes 3-1. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the staff report.
Tonight, Commissioner, I do not have a staff report. The only thing I would like to just add tonight is that the city is really, really, really trying to get our census response rate up. Right now, we're at 57.3. And I know we can beat the 10 years ago was 57.7. And so if you have not completed your census, please, please, please complete your census. It's only three questions that you have to answer. And it really determines federal dollars, billions of dollars, that the city would miss out if we don't have a good response rate. So I would admonish anyone that's hearing my voice, if you have not taken the census, please, please, please take the census. It would really, really mean a lot to the city of Fairburn, because we can use all the money we can get to, you know, do work in the city for our roads and libraries and to fund so many other programs. So again, please take the census. That's all I have, Elise.
Thank you. Well, next we'll move to Commissioner comments. Commissioner Stewart?
I have no comments, thank you.
Commissioner Eccles?
No comments, thank you.
Commissioner Williams?
No comment.
Commissioner Phillips?
Yes, I agree that we should have the census and the census, and we should encourage people around us to do the census. I believe our population from 2010 to 2020 has increased significantly. So those extra dollars to help run the city. And we need to reach out to some of the people that are holding back on taking the census. It doesn't hurt them, it actually helped them. Because as they can see, if we're gonna put in all these truck operations, we need more infrastructure and representation to get that infrastructure. So I agree with you that let's get that census done and get those numbers up there. Hopefully someone's assigned to do those censuses that, you know, a lot of people who don't have computers get out there and do them, whatever it takes.
I'll add something to that, Commissioner. We're in the process now, within the next 2 weeks, planning an event where we're going to actually have iPads and we're going to help those who need to complete their census. So be looking out on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, the city's website, and Twitter, and looking out for that date and time where we're going to actually be helping those who need some assistance with completing the census. It's only three questions. You can get it done in probably a minute or so. And if you haven't completed your census and you come out and complete your census, we're going to have some really neat gifts to give away. So complete the census.
And then along with that also, the census workers, they have been out in my neighborhood going door to door trying to reach those people that haven't responded yet. And I know I even got a couple of texts, although we had already responded. I did receive, you know, a couple of texts also, you know, reminding if we haven't already done so. So there are, you know, there are efforts being made to reach everyone. So we want to commend you all for that. So I want to thank everyone for attending tonight. I think this is going to be our new norm, Ms. Peaks, for the foreseeable future, I guess.
Yeah, at least the rest of this year, I would think.
So thank everyone that attended tonight, all the participants in the chat, and for those that sent in. So I think it looks like we still have 31 participants. So thank you all for attending. And with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Madam Chair, I make a motion that our meeting tonight be adjourned.
I second the motion.
Can't hear me.
It was motion by Commissioner Echols and second by Commissioner Stewart.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposes? That motion carries. Thank you, and we'll see y'all next month. Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.